Important reminders for the May 26th primary runoff. Austin, Texas Secretary of State Jane Nelson reminded eligible voters that Election Day for primary runoff elections is Tuesday, May 26th, and encouraged Texans to prepare for the polls. Voting is one of the most important rights and responsibilities of citizenship, said Secretary Nelson. As Texans head to the polls for the primary runoff election, I encourage eligible voters to make a plan to vote and to confirm their polling location before Election Day. Primary runoff elections happen when no candidate secures a majority vote in the primary election. The top two candidates then face each other in the runoff to determine who will be the party nominee on the November ballot. Texas does not allow voters to participate in more than one party's runoff election. Voters who voted in the Republican primary in March must stick with the Republican primary for the May runoff, and voters who voted in the Democratic primary in March must stick with the Democratic primary in the May runoff. Knowingly crossing over to cast a ballot in the opposing party's runoff can be a serious offense and a potential felony. Voters who did not vote in either party's March primary election may choose in which party's runoff to participate. Under Texas law, polling locations are determined by county election officials, not the office of the Texas Secretary of State. Voters can find information about polling locations, voting hours, acceptable forms of identification, and other election information at votetexas.gov or by contacting their county election office. Secretary Nelson also reminded voters that some counties participate in the countywide polling place program, which allows voters to cast a ballot at any polling location in their county on Election Day. Other counties require voters to vote in their precinct on Election Day. Polls will be open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. under Texas law. Voters who are in line by 7 p.m. are entitled to vote. Voters are encouraged to bring one of the 7 acceptable forms of photo identification when voting in person. A full list of acceptable IDs and additional election information is available at votetexas.gov.